Our words and acts carry a powerful influence. June 27. Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Ezra was of the sons of Aaron, a priest whom God chose to be an instrument of good unto Israel, that he might put honor upon the priesthood, the glory of which had been greatly eclipsed during the captivity. Ezra was a man of great piety and holy zeal. He was also a man of learning and a ready scribe in the law of Moses. These qualifications made him an eminent man. Ezra was impressed by the Spirit of God to search the historical and poetical books of the Bible, and by this means he became familiar with the sense and understanding of the law. During the captivity, the knowledge of God's will had to some extent been lost. Ezra gathered all the copies of the law that he could find. He published copies of these among God's people and became a teacher of the law and the prophecies in the schools of the prophets. The pure word, thus diligently taught by Ezra, gave knowledge that was invaluable at that time. Some of the prophecies were about to be fulfilled. He would search diligently for the light that had been obscured. He sought this knowledge that he might educate the people how to bring into their practical life the principles of the Word of God. That which Ezra knew he desired to teach others, and thus he became a mouthpiece for God, educating those about him in the holy principles that govern in heaven. Teaching thus, he educated others in the knowledge of truth that would live through eternal ages. As Ezra labored to communicate what he had learned, his capabilities for labor increased and developed. He became the Lord's witness to the world of what Bible truth is when revealed in the daily life of the receiver. Ezra's example, in words and deeds, carried with it a weight of influence, for the Spirit of God was with him. He diligently prepared his heart to do the work that he believed was appointed to him. He searched out the words that had been written concerning the duties of God's denominated people, and he found a solemn pledge that God's people had given that they would obey the words of God and the pledge of God's blessing to the obedient. We each have an appointed work to do, and this can be accomplished only by consecrated effort. Shall we let the example of Ezra address itself to us individually, and teach us the use we should make of our knowledge of the Scriptures?